סימן תפש עין, הלכות חנוכה, נזרוק על זה בשפות around. חם פה לילה. Been downstairs in the בחורים the whole morning, and the air conditioner doesn't work over there, and it's a basement, with no windows almost. And it's very, so please hear, at least here, I'm on the fourth floor, she has some air in this hour. It's not a cold day outside. I'm just too warm. The first halakha is dvarim ha'asurim ha'mutarim b'chanukah. Things which you're allowed to do in Chanukah, not allowed to do in Chanukah. Seif Aleph b'chafei b'kislev. The 25th of the month of Kislev. Matchilim shubonat yemei Chanukah. We begin the 8 days of Chanukah. Ha'asurim b'sped v'ta'anit. Not allowed to say eulogies. You can fast in these days. Aval mutarim b'asiyat melacha. You're allowed to do work. You're allowed to work. ונהגות הנשים שלא לעשות מלאכה ועוד שהנרות דולקות. Women's minhag is, it's just a minhag, yeah? Women's minhag is that as long as the candles are still lighting, we'll see what that means exactly, they should not do מלאכה. ויש מי שאומר שאין להקל להם. Some say, the tool says, that אין להקל להם. They're only leaning about this, that the women should not do מלאכה when the candles are still lighting. So we'll see, what does that mean? What, the whole night? Let's see, some people, the candles are lighting the whole night, so they have to begin the melacha all night. Not exactly. Okay? It's fine. So the Mishnah Berurah says, why do we do that? What was the miracle in Chanukah? כי בבית שני, כשמלכו מלכי רשעה, וזרו גזרות על ישראל, ובדו אותם, ולכו מסגות הרב מצוות. The second Beis HaMikdash, towards the end of the second Beis HaMikdash, it was Malchut HaRish'ah, right? The Yevanim, the Greeks, they ruled. Here, all over the world, they ruled. It's like America today. Same idea, sort of. Okay? That they rule, even though they're not here. So the Greeks also, they ruled also over Eretz Yisrael, even though the Jews had a kingdom over here. But it was very, it wasn't a strong kingdom like today. No? And, but they made decrees that Am Yisrael cannot learn Torah, cannot do mitzvot. And they took the money promised, they took taxes, and they took their girls, like today, everything like today, mamash. Today, but it's Jews doing it, that's the difference.
Was it the exact same thing that happened before?
What?
Well, the Hellenized Jews.
Again, they helped them very much, very good. They went into the Echal of Beis HaMikdash, they did all kinds, they made a Pratzot, what's a Pratzot? Breach. Breach, broke through. Because what was there, so everyone knows that there's three things, three main mitzvahs that the Greeks decreed against: not to keep Shabbos, not to do Brit Milah, and not to do Kiddush HaChodesh, not to renew the month, to say when Rosh Chodesh is. That way we can't keep track of the Chagim. But it's not only that. They had many, many decrees. They had decrees on the daughters. Anyone who wants to get married has to first, she has to have relations first with the Gemon over there, the Machshamon. Yeah, all kinds of stuff like that. Okay? He did all kinds of ways to get Jews out of learning Torah and out of doing the mitzvahs. Okay? They ride on the horn of the cow. They have no part in the God of Israel. All kinds of stuff like that they did. Okay? And what they did, they broke in Beis HaMikdash. There was a special place in Beis HaMikdash. There was a mechitza, a special mechitza, where goyim also used to come in Beis HaMikdash to bring sacrifices. But the goy is allowed to go up to a certain place. And they made 13 openings in that gate, in that fence, where also goyim will be able to go in. Okay? Kitzu. And they timu taharot, they contaminated all the holy things, all the pure things. They used to keep purity in those days, eating impurity, also the oils and everything. And it was a mamash problem for Am Yisrael. Ad sheichem aleihem Elokei Avoteinu, Hashem richem aleihem v'hoshia miyadam mitzila miseidem. How was that? Gavru bnei chashmonei hakohanim hagdolim v'chashmonaim. With the Kohanim Gdolim. Okay. A whole long story. And they declared war against them. They are agum, they killed the Greeks, Roshiu, Israel Yadam, they saved Dam Israel from the end. Lechazra, Malchut Israel, Yater al Mataim Shana da Khorban. And more than 200 years afterwards, until the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. So it was kind of a little bit over the middle. So it was in the middle of the second Beis HaMikdash. So over 200 years, Kenan came back to Am Yisrael. Just don't forget that a few years later, Herodus, how do you call him in English? Herod. Yeah. He was a slave. He was a goy. He was Eved Knani of the Beit Chashmonai. Gemara says in Baba Basra. And he decided to... He wants to be king. He heard a Baskar from Shammai, which says, anyone who now is going to... Any slave who now will do a mered.
Revolt
against the kingdom now will win. So he heard the Baskar. He said, if I heard it, I guess it must be talking to me. Some say it wasn't a Baskar. Some say he just saw in the stars. So he killed all Beis Hashmonai, besides one girl. He wanted to marry her. Why? Because there's two ways for Eved Knani to become a regular Jew. Either his master marries him or her, or if the master releases him, gives him a shtar shich or get, like a get, like if a woman, he gives him, like that, and becomes a regular Jew, and then he can be a king. But a slave, he can't be. Slave cannot be a king. So he left one girl. He wanted to marry her. So she realized this. So she went up to the roof and she screamed, if anyone says now he's from Beis Chashmonai, he's part of our descendant, he's a liar. And she jumped off the roof. And she killed herself. Why is he a liar? Because he killed all of Beis Chashmonai. She was the only one left. This is, I'm talking about like 100 years after the story of Hanukkah. Stop. Anyways. So on the 25th of Kislev it was. Yeah, according to the Rambam, that's when they ended the war. Was in 25th of Kislev. That's what we say Chanukah, Chanu. They parked on the 25th. They parked meaning they finished their war on 25th of Kislev. That's when the war ended. Okay. Some say it was on the 24th, the 25th. That's when they lit the candles. Whatever. Anyway, they went into the Heichal and Beis HaMikdash, and they didn't find pure Shemen Zayit which they could light the menorah with, except one little dog, which was enough for lighting only one day. And it became a miracle, and they lit for 8 days. Until they had to crush the Zaitim and make out of it more Shemen Zayit Taho. Okay? How come it takes so long to crush the Zaitim?
Rainy season.
It takes a while. It takes a while, it's not.
8 days, come on.
No, a few days. Oh. It's raining. Cats and dogs.
What? People they had in the Machsani, and they had plenty.
No, it has to be special oil made specifically for that under specific conditions.
Besides, 8 days. You have 8 days.
You have to collect the olives.
Rega. And then after 8 days, they had enough, right? Not for one day. Not already enough.
I mean, you don't...
It didn't take so long.
Olives. No. Outside Jerusalem. You have to go all the way to the goal line.
My, here they didn't have around here a lot of olive trees.
They had olives.
Plenty of olives.
And they had the special oil presses.
No. The 8 days till they could make more oil. To make the new oil. There was only one little canister of oil that lasted for 8 days.
He brings you a few answers.
To bring the new oil, listen, you have to collect...
Why did it take 8 days?
You have to collect the olives.
No, maybe they had collected olives. Yes, listen to what he says. There's a few. Okay. You're right, but let's see why. One brings here...
Food is involved. It takes way too long.
First one doesn't bring B'Shem Hu. He just says that they were Tmei Mason because they were in the war. So it takes 7 days to pure themselves. Then it took them 1 day to make the oil. That's one perush. Another perush, they did take them 8 days. Because they didn't have olives around here, they had to go 4 days to find olives.
Okay, so I was saying
4 days. 4 days to go and 4 days to come down.
Go on nights. In the rain.
And the Shevet HaLevi brings the name of the Ozarua. That everything was destroyed in Beis HaMikdash. They had to rebuild everything. Mm-hmm. Even the menorah they had was a stam. They built it from nothing. Can it was the whole thing. Kitzo freezing. It's very interesting. It's a very nice Mishnah Berurah. Dirshu. It's called the Mishnah Berurah of Dirshu. And on the right side, he has regular Mishnah Berurah, the Shechanah with Mishnah Berurah and everything. And left side, or opposite, on the right and left side, depends on that. On the other side, he brings all the shinim, achronim, which have to do with add things. It's very nice.
Well, we have the exact same problem today.
Ken, betach. Now with the olives, so
but
much
even, even worse.
Anyways.
89% assimilation rate in marriage rate. What was it in back then? It was what, 95%?
So the first year, there wasn't Hanukkah yet. It wasn't the holiday of Hanukkah. The next year, they established Hanukkah. Why only the next year? Because they saw the light of Hanukkah was so strong, they felt it the next year. It was so strong, as if this time happened a miracle, they established a holiday on that. Okay? Baruch Hashem. So Hanukkah is Yemei Simcha Ve'Alel. It's times of happiness, joy. It's the joy, rejoice. Not only to stay halal and light the candles, like that Rav said. I guess that's not a Mishnah Berurah. It says, Yemei Simcha Ve'Alel. Not to stay halal, to praise. Le'Halel, to praise Hashem. ומדליקים בהם נרות בערב, we light candles in the evening, on the openings of the houses, every night of the night of the eight nights. כן? כן. Eight nights, also in חוץ לארץ. והוא מצווה מדברי סופרים כקריאת מגילה, it's like laying in the Megillah, it's a mitzvah like laying in the Megillah, it's a mitzvah that everyone's so mocked, so I need candles. ואם אלו נקראים חנוכה, why they called חנוכה? Because we say they part, they finish the fighting, on Ka, on Chafei of Kislev. Some say it was the 24th they finished the fighting.
No, the fighting went on for years.
The Seder, but the, right, you bring down.
30 years?
Yeah.
But he says that was the main, it's true, they continued fighting them. Okay, there was a certain victory then. They were able to go into Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, that was the main battle. Because that these are days of Simcha and Aleh, therefore the Shulchan Aruch told us in the name of the Gemara and Shabbos and the Chafarek, that it's prohibited to do eulogies, could cause people to cry, or to fast, can't fast on these days. Noagim ha'aniim lesavev b'chanukah l'ptachim v'yesh ta'am b'kach. The poor people, their minhag is, there's a minhag that the poor people go and they knock on the doors in these days to collect money. Or the organizations we collect for the poor people, not children. Not the children, right? Okay? So he brings in a name of Prima Gadim, that because the Greeks, they want to nullify Am Yisrael in three main things. Torah, learning Torah, Avodah Beis HaMikdash, and Gemilus Chasadim. Torah, Avodah, Gemilus Chasadim. Okay? That's why in Hanukkah we need to learn Torah. We have to, Avodah is also Tefillah, which is thanking Hashem. And Gemilus Chasadim is to do Chesed, to give Tzedakah. And there's a minhag to give children. Why do we give the children money? What happened? They also poor became. So Kahanam brings down, very interesting here, is because the kids were also going off the derech because they weren't, no one's teaching Torah and everything. It was very, some of them were, and they said that. So they told him, come, I'll give you a coin. Come and sit another hour, I'll give you another coin. So also if you give the kids coins, you know, you tell them, come, say a few kapilas to them, I'll give you a coin.
So okay? Things have not changed at all. We have the exact same problem nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. I also need coins to sit alone. I'm the same child. I need more coins now. I need papers. Paper coins, paper. So.
Yeah, there's a major problem, especially in Chutzlars with Jewish education.
Not only Chutzlars, it's a big problem here too. Okay. So we said the women, the minhag is that the women don't do malacha when the candles are lit. Why women? The miracle happened through women. What was the story? Yeah? We'll see soon, we'll see if Beth brings down the whole story of the Yehudis, yeah. So, really what it says here, that the candles, will be, as long as the candles are lit, it doesn't need to be until they go out. Meaning, according to the halacha, how much time you need to be lit. Half an hour after Tetzak HaChavim. Not half an hour after you light them, because if you light a Shkia, it still has to be lit till half an hour after Tetzak HaChavim. after the stars come out, okay? Which is 18 minutes more than if you lit a chkiyah, if you're meaning to light a chkiyah, that's what you see soon. So you have to light, you have to put enough oil, which lights still half an hour after the candles, after the tzitzakacha. That's halacha. Okay? He brings down here that if a woman is working, so a woman, she goes, she's at work at the time that her husband's lighting, she's not home. And she's yotze by his lighting. So it's a problem for her to work at that time, at the work that she's doing. So, but melacha is not standing sitting on a computer and doing stuff. Melacha is a real melacha. She sews, she...
Laundry.
Yeah, laundry, she works. Most people don't work today. There's ladies sitting in front of the computer. Not work. It's work. It's work. It's not like a melacha. A melacha is when you create something, you do something. You can't ascribe or do something. It's a melacha. But so,
no, taking care of babies. That's hard. Oh, work.
That's not work. That's labor. It's avoidas parech. Anyways, so if she's not able to get out of the job, so she's glad to work. But if she's able to find someone else to work at those hours or whatever, it's better if she tries to do that. So it brings down the name of the.
Name of Bach.
And the Yisachar also brings down that the lights of Tishrei, they still shine until the days of Hanukkah. After Hanukkah, they close up. And therefore, in the time of Hanukkah, you need to do more. Le'arbot b'Torah, to learn more Torah than you used to, is very difficult when you have parties every night and you're not in yeshiva until the evening. But we usually, when I see it, it says more Torah. So it can mean everyone, but I see a lot of times that people work more during the year, so they should take off more of the work and learn more Torah. People learn anyways all day. I don't know, we get up in the middle of night and find a way. And to do tzedakah, and especially to give tzedakah, people will sit and learn Torah, like we said before. Yeah, he brings it here in the name of the Moi Kolchai, Avni Nezer, Tanievsky, can Daf give to Avrechin, people will sit and learn Torah all day. Can you don't play cards on Hanukkah and betting and stuff, okay? A lot of times people do that. That's what we do on Hanukkah. You could play dreidel made out of clay. You could play dreidel. There's a big inyanim, all kinds of sadot. And by the way, the nest gadol hayasham, that's what the dreidel needs to stay. Nun gimel shin hey, the hey shin. Not pei. Pei is a shtuyot. It's not true. It's a thing that the Israelis made up. Oh, now we're in Eretz Yisrael, it's nesh gadol hayapo. Really, the dreidel always, all the years said, nesh gadol hayasham. It's a shin. There's a big sadot in this secrets in Kabbalah. What's this nes gadol hayasham? Okay. He doesn't even bring here the pay. I heard already from other rabbanim that it's mamash. It says in the name of Yisachar, the gimel is guf, the nun is nefesh, the shin is sechel, and the hay. Hey, hakol together, all three together. Also, he brings down that gimel shin nun hey is 358. Mashiach is also 358. So if you put the pay over there, you destroy the whole combination. I know people were very makpid not to have dreidels with the pay on them. Makpid dafka to have dreidels with the shin on them.
Where can you find the old
the original?
Yeah.
I guess in America. In Chutzlaretz. Last halacha here, en maspidim b'hem melech chacham lefanav. We don't use these unless if it's a Talmid Chacham and now he died. If he didn't die now, he died a month ago or a week ago, and now it's not the Levaya, he was buried already, it's just the Shiva or whatever. You don't say eulogy, it causes people to cry. And if it's a day that his parents were nifter, usually the minhag is that person fasts on those days. He shouldn't fast on Hanukkah. If someone's an Ava on Hanukkah, he keeps Aveiros on Hanukkah. If someone's an oinen, meaning he's before the burial of the body and he's dealing with it, he's here in the country and he's achrei, so then he's potter from lighting Hanukkah candles. Rather, his wife should light and he could say amen. Some say he could say amen. And if he's alone at home, he can light candles, but he can't say a bracha. He's not with Sivanu. He's not commanded right now. Light for the nest, but don't say any brachas. And if he's a deaf person, or mute, he can. If he's deaf, I'm sorry, deaf and not mute. Chirash sheino shomea, but he could talk. He's chayav to light the Hanukkah candles regularly.